Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the 14th chapter at the 25th verse. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and he said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough funds to complete the project? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it will ridicule him and say, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000 soldiers? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. I went to, what was it yesterday, 130? Isn't that something? Wow, that's special. And thank you, Siemens, and everyone else who was there to help with that pantry yesterday. I have people from sometimes people come by and they will say to me, "We went by your church and the parking lot was packed." And that's part of what it's all about, is people coming here. And it's the way we bear that cross, in a sense, giving up that others may be fed. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So we say to ourselves, who is it that wants to be a disciple of Jesus? One thing for sure, he certainly doesn't pull any punches today about what it takes to be a disciple. First off, he says, "Hate your mother and father, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and every life itself." And we go, "Oh no, geez." And second, he says, "Carry the cross and follow him." And lastly, he tells us to give up our possessions. And then we're really thinking hard about those things. We say to ourselves, well, it's simple, but it's not easy. Jesus' words don't just sound black and white, they are black and white. He's asking all or nothing. We're either into discipleship or we're out. His words are likely not the first thing that comes to mind when we consider our faithfulness or what the Christian life asks of us. We don't often talk about the demands and the sacrifices required by being a Christian disciple. Too often we turn Christianity into a set of beliefs divorced from a way of being and acting. Somebody when you say, "Yeah, I'm Christian," then you say, "Well, how do you demonstrate your Christianity?" And they don't have a clue. So I'm not talking about salvation today, the future, heaven or hell, or any of those things. Today, this is all about who we are right here and now today, what it means for us now. So what do we do with today's gospel, this is so-called good news? I suspect the first temptation is to soften the text up a bit, to maybe explain it away or reinterpret it so it fits what we think. That temptation, however, is just another symptom of the consumerism that infects much of our society, church, and faith. Too often the church and faith are treated like a big buffet lunch. We take as much, you know, you go to a buffet, you take as much as you want, of what we like, but we leave behind what we don't like. That's maybe too hard to swallow, or we won't like the taste of it, or it doesn't fit our personal opinion and belief. That's not how the gospel portrays Jesus or the life of discipleship. To the degree we have done that, we have deceived ourselves and each other. Sometimes we need to have demands and expectations placed on us. There's something a good parent knows. And what they know is you need to have expectations for your children. You need to be able to say to them, do this or that because it's the right thing to do. Or you may say to your child, I expect you to study and do your homework, and when you go to school, make friends. And when you come home, I expect you to do your chores. These are the demands and expectations out of love that a parent has for their child and makes that child grow and thrive. And that's what Jesus is doing in today's gospel. His demands and expectations call us to be a little different, to be fully alive. We're to be like him. It's the same choice Moses set before the Israelites. It's the choice between life and prosperity, death and adversity. It's a choice we make many times a day, every day of our lives. And that's the choice with which Jesus confronts the crowd that follow him in today's gospel. Well, you know, this crowd, they've been gathering around Jesus since he began his ministry. He was a buffet, in a sense, for them. He offered all sorts of things: healings, exorcism, teaching, hope, life, good news, bread, freedom, and a new vision. He had exactly what they wanted, and they gathered around, surrounded, and pressed in on him to hear his words. It was as if they couldn't just get enough of what he had to say. And the more he spoke, the more the crowds grew in number, increasing by thousands. Something changes, however, with today's gospel. They are no longer just gathering around Jesus to hear what he says, but they're traveling with him. They're taking up a new way. There is more to discipleship, however, than simply walking along with Jesus and listening to him. Discipleship is more than grazing at the buffet of things he has to offer. That life cannot be bought, but it's going to cost us something, everything we have. Jesus puts it this way: hate your family and your life, carry the cross, give up your possessions. Those are powerful requirements. Those three things we call the cost of discipleship. They shaped Jesus' own life and ministry, and they're going to shape our life as well. Jesus is not asking us to do anything that he didn't do himself in the first place. To the contrary, he makes it possible for us to do what he did. He shows us the way. He empowers us with the Holy Spirit. So how is it that Jesus can say, hate your parents? That doesn't make any sense to us. Though we remember as a 12-year-old when his family took him up to the temple in Jerusalem, he goes off on his own, and Mary and Joseph are frantically looking for him. They say he must be lost. But when they find him with the priests in the temple, Mary asks, child, why have you treated us this way? Look, your father and I have been looking all over Jerusalem for you, and we've been very anxious. But Jesus says to them, hey, why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? And in that moment, Jesus separates himself from Mary and Joseph. He sets his relationship with them below his relationship with God the Father. This is not the emotional, feeling-based way we tend to think about hate today. For Jesus, he reprioritizes his relationship with his family. He's not rejecting Mary and Joseph or their love and presence in their life, but he's putting God first. In that sense, Jesus hated his own life. He carried a cross, and he gave it precedence to his Father's will and our salvation. Again, it's all about the priorities we have. He sets aside his own will and preferences in favor of love for and obedience to God, following God's will made visible in Jesus Christ. So what about Jesus and possessions? He says we should give those up. The birds and the animals of this world have more possessions than Jesus. Jesus once said, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Again, Jesus gives precedence, primacy, to his relationship with God and not his relationship with physical things. The point of this sermon is it's all about the priorities we have in life. What is it we place first? What is it we place second? No one, no cost, no thing is to take precedence over or interfere with our relationship with Jesus. He comes first. Nothing is more important because it's our relationship with him that shapes, defines, determines, and characterizes everything else. Our relationship, the other aspects of our life, who we are, what we say, and what we do. Discipleship, learning to be and live like Jesus, is ultimately what unifies, gives wholeness to our life. So often we live fragmented and compartmentalized lives. We have a work life, a school life, family and home life, internet life, recreational life, political and civic life, church life. We've got all these individual little lives. This fragmentation allows us to place each of those different aspects of our life as the priority, depending on where we are, who we are with, and what we're doing. That fragmentation of our life is one more symptom of a consumer-oriented, buffet-driven world. So there's a reason, a biblical reason, scholars call today's gospel one of Jesus' hard sayings. It offers challenging words and raises difficult questions. They are, however, words and questions that offer life. Isn't that why we showed up at church today? Why are we here? Well, we want the real life. We want to be like Jesus. So don't let this gospel scare you. It's something we can do. And Christ is going to make it possible. Let's not lose the power and gift that we hear in his words today. What is one thing? Just one, think of it this way. What is one thing? Just one thing, large or small, that you could do today or give up today that will be a sign that you have changed your priorities, that you have reordered your relationships, that you have given Christ the real priority? Choose that. Think about that. Choose that today. And you leave here today, you will leave here today a different person. I challenge you to choose life in Christ, to truly be his disciple, to make him the priority. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.